or is it about action and hearing what young people are communicating to politicians?
Yeah, exactly. I wanted to intervene earlier to say that there is an issue of listening to young people. It's, as I said, it's a collaboration of both generations, and I think we still don't want to admit there is a tension of generation, because those in decision making are the elder generation, and those young people are striving to get to that decision making processes. The problem first is listening. Even though when young people try to get to the table of negotiation or the table, it's not even. Sometimes it's not taken seriously, sometimes it's listened to but not implemented, and so forth. I want to also comment on your earlier question on institution resistance to change. Just a small example of ministries who still use printed papers. When we as youth organization, we print only our business cards, everything is used in computer and technology, but we still find ministries that are resistant to change their structures, to adopt to the new technologies and the new ways of youth, the way youth want to involve with them. Not only technology, but mobile, open gov, open platforms to access them, accountability, digital way of accessing them. So this is all institutional resistance to it.